Blog Talk Radio.
Today, Trajan, who was one of the Roman Empire, I think he was about the time of Christ, and of course he persecuted the Christians. Mexican dictator about the time of Pancho Villa, Portfirio Diaz, William Howard Taft, who was the only president who served in both executive positions as president of the United States and as chief justice of the United States. He actually wanted to be Chief Justice of the United States. That's what he always desired. His son, Robert Taft, was known as Mr. Republican. They were the Ohio Republican aristocrats. And, of course, as several Tafts have served in Republican as Republican Party politicians. I think one was involved with the U.S. Navy, Department of Defense during, I think, the Reagan administration. And there's still some Tafts, or at least one Taft, that was recently involved in Ohio politics. Bruno Walter Schlesinger, born on this day. We did have his, Dr. Walter opposed open rehearsals. He was born Schlesinger, Jewish background, ancestry, when he tried to work in Nazi Germany, but he fled. Great recordings he made with Lottie Lehma. He did some opera recordings and a lot of recordings. And he also was sick he used to conduct the New York Philharmonic on Sundays. It was a radio broadcast. And he got sick one weekend and couldn't perform. So a young 21-year-old Leonard Bernstein filled in for him, and the rest is history. Bernstein, who had studied at Harvard, studied with the great Fritz Reiner, was a sensation. The big mystery on Leonard Bernstein is why wasn't he drafted and served in World War II? He was certainly athletic. Other conductors Eric Langsdorff, who was conductor of the Cincinnati, Cleveland Orchestra, I think. He was drafted, and a lot of other musicians, but not Leonard Bernstein. Very strange. But here's Dr. Walter, and we hear about open rehearsals, which Michael Tilson Tomaszewski, or Thomas, Michael Tilson Thomas, used to offer here in San Francisco. But Dr. Walter opposed open rehearsals, and here's his explanation.
I am not in favor of Lux Indoor Workshop at the open rehearsals of symphonic concerts where the public can listen what we say to the orchestra. Yes. And how they behave. I do not appreciate it. On the contrary, I am very much against it. But in this case, I feel for young conductor, it gives really an idea how to deal with an orchestra at the first rehearsal how to gradually impress on the orchestra what you want, and then you hear the final result and see how it was done and the outcome of it. And this, I think, it's a this has a really an educational value, and honest.
Yeah, so that's the great Dr. Waterman. He had many recordings. He died in the early 60s. Among the other birthdays today, we have the guy who started Gannett newspaper chain. He was born in the late 1800s, Frank Gannett. Bugatti, the great Italian car maker and racer, born on this day. Great American humorist, Robert Benchley, his birthday. Great English actress, Dame Agatha Christie, excuse me. And, of course, we've got a lot of greats on this day, September 15th. We have the great French actor and director Jean Renoir. And since World War I, this is the 100th anniversary, a great anti-war film was made called Grand Illusions. Great film. Milton Eisenhower, the brother of Dwight Eisenhower, President and General Dwight Eisenhower. Catherine Murray, who was the partner of the wife of Arthur Murray, who has this dance studio chain and also a TV program. There's a lot of controversy about their contracts that they had people sign. And then the main squeeze, as they say, of King Kong, the woman known as the actress known as Faye Ray, W-A-Y. John Mitchell, Attorney General of the United States. He went to Fordham Law School in New York, St. John's College, Jesuit school, was not Catholic. He got caught up. He was known as a tough guy, but he got caught up in the Watergate scandal, and he was prosecuted in Judge John Sirica's court, and he went to federal prison. His wife was Martha, was quite interesting. She was always on the telephone exposing things until they cut her wires, as it were. Creighton Ahrens, he was a general in Vietnam, and the Abrams tank is named after him. I don't know, he was a Methodist. I don't know if he was Jewish ancestry. Margaret Lockwood, he was the heavyset woman who was in Strangers on a Train, a Hitchcock film in which Sir Richard Redgrave, a pre-World War II spy movie. Great film, Strangers on a Train. Great black piano player from, I think he was born in Peoria, Illinois, Bobby Short, who played at the Carlisle in New York. And another black musician, Cannonball Adderley, great Spanish musician, half German. He died in June of this year. Rafael Fruebrich de Burgos. The Fruebrich was the German part, and of course, in the Spanish way of putting things, the father's name is in the middle, Fruebrich. And of course, Rafael was Spanish. We had Oliver Stone, who's still around, who served in Vietnam and made quite a few films. One of them was supposedly an expose on who really killed President John Kennedy. Tommy Lee Jones, actor. And we had Prince Henry Charles, who's supposed to be third in line to the British throne. Of course, come Thursday, we'll know if England will no longer be the United Kingdom. It'll be England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. And among the events today, the Mayflower set sail from England in 1620. And, of course, Cole Porter wrote a song that anything goes, and Plymouth Rock should land on the Pilgrims instead of Pilgrims landing on Plymouth Rock. In 1789, what was the Department of Foreign Affairs in the early American government? It was renamed Department of State. In 1830, the first victim of was killed by a train. It was a man, I think, in England. Well, and also in 1853, another first, the first woman ordained minister, Antoinette Blackwell. Wilbur White in 1904 did the first airplane flight, although some controversy, there may have been someone before him, but it wasn't documented. And Wright has been named Patterson Wright Air Base, I think, in Ohio, and also Wright College in Chicago. Back to World War I, there was the Battle of Essen, when the Germans and the French clashed. And in 1916, we had the first tanks used in war and at the Battle of Flores, where I think the British had them. I did have a little excerpt from an interview with the last commanding general of, not commanding general, the last survivor of Gallipoli, and he mentioned this, and I don't think I have that. I might have that to interview later this week. This has been a strange week. And also we had on this day, Jews were deprived of citizenship. They were forced to wear the swastika, the official symbol, not swastika, but the Star of David and the swastika, which Hitler stole. The swastika apparently had its origin here in North America among an Indian tribe. But then the Jews were forced to wear the Star of David in 1935. Excuse me. The first jet, four-engine jet, was produced in 1942, ironically, here in Columbus, Ohio. But they didn't make them in time to fight the Luftwaffe in World War II. And in 1950, this is the famous General MacArthur military maneuver. UN forces, which he was in command of in Korea, they landed at Incheon and went around the North Koreans. And but then General MacArthur wanted to pursue the North Koreans across up to the Yalu River and into Red China, and Harry Truman said no. He feared he'd have to use the atomic bomb, and Truman kept MacArthur kept persisting. Harry Truman had a meeting with MacArthur on Guam Island, and after that, Harry Truman went back to Washington, consulted with his advisors, and fired General MacArthur. And then also, this is the Battle of Britain Day, and we'll get into that. When we should play to salute the Royal Air Force. There was their famous movie, Battle of Britain, and excuse me, and also, this is National Hispanic Week and Mexico Independence Day. So here we go with the, let's see if we can find it here. I have it here. Excuse me. And let's see. RAF, let's see if we have it. Let's see. Also, when we come back Wednesday, we should have these updated audios on excuse me, I'm auditing this stuff right now, and we will have here was a keyword here. Now let's see. Yeah, here we go. I think this is commemorating the Royal Air Force. I think this is appropriate. Thank you. here also from the archives, this is also appropriate for this day. It's the Royal Air Force March pass, March by. Now, it's interesting. The tempo, I learned this in music school when I asked the question, why is it that American marches are more snappy or snappier? And I was told by someone who served in World War II and was familiar with military music that the English marches are slower because the English are like pit bulls or bulldogs, and they will keep at it. And so the way they time their music and their marches is that it gives them more endurance. So you notice that the tempos are not as fast as, say, American marches. So here's the Royal Air Force March, its commemoration. Great movie, The Battle of Britain, one of these spectaculars, and I highly recommend seeing this. Among the other things today, it's interesting, we have in the Pistorius case a reversal of South Africa's culture and history. It's interesting, as I mentioned in an earlier show, that the history of South Africa was that French Huguenots and Dutch Calvinists emigrated there from Europe, and they farmed, started vineyards. There was mixing with the Africans, and the white Africans were called Afrikaans, so the Dutch word, the Dutch Boer word. And of course, if they were accused of having African blood, they would say, "I have Zulu blood, the best." The British, about the time of Cecil Rhodes, was raping parts of Africa and mistreating the natives. There was the Boer War, where Britain and was fighting with the Dutch and the French settlers, and the British won the battles, but they lost the war because leaders of the Boer War were exiled. There was General John Smuts, became president. He served in World War II, and after World War II in 1948. There was a policy called apartheid, which means separation of the races. And the guy who started this was a guy named Verwoerd, who was later assassinated by a Greek. I think it was at a soccer match. Anyway, excuse me, the very brutal governments that succeeded Verwoerd, and it wasn't until F.W. de Klerk, another Dutch Boer descendant, made a deal with Mandela. And so with the Pistorius case, this had happened 50 years ago, and Pistorius was black or colored, and the judge was white, he would have probably been found guilty of first-degree murder. Now, the the system in South Africa seems to be a blend of their own native law and also British law. They dress up like in with the British system, with the, you saw the black judge in her with her red gown. And of course, it's an interesting note that the racial roles have been reversed. Now, Mahatma Gandhi was also, he started his career as a South African lawyer, and he was thrown off a train and later went to India. Gandhi was called to the bar, as they say, in England, and that's where he got his, in effect, bar card. So it's quite interesting. So we shall be back come Wednesday, and hopefully we'll have our audios ready. We're still going through transferring them from tape to digital. So here we go. We're going to end with politics and poker. Have a safe weekend. We're coming to fall, coming into fall. And if you're coming to San Francisco, don't wear flowers in your hair. We will give you some tips on how to survive successfully. If you're moving here, relocating, or if you're coming to visit, this, you can enjoy yourself, but you got to be aware of your surroundings. Cars get broken into. People get mugged, cell phones still get, the people still get robbed of their cell phones and their tablets, pedestrians still get, have to watch out, if, even if they're in the crosswalk, and they have to look out for bicyclists and these crazy motorists, as well as motorcyclists. And if you run out of money, there are a lot of places where you can get free decent food. We'll put that list up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and we'll end with politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Fight, fight.
Me too.
Hit me with a
kill. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the snap?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say, neither one, I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. See the game for children, see the game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Oh.
usually you can stack the deck.
Okay, this is Peter Paul Brazil. We'll be back Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERGAS. Good night.